This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State X Rel, Robert L. Buggy, relator versus the Honorable Gail Lee Crane, respondent, decided March 12, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division State X Rel, Robert L. Buggy, relator, no, SD38678 versus. Filed March 12, 2025, the Honorable Gail Lee Crane, respondent. Original proceeding in prohibition preliminary writ quashed. Per the terms of a negotiated plea agreement, Robert Buggy, relator, pleaded guilty to second-degree child molestation. The Honorable Gail L. Crane, the Circuit Court, sentenced relator to 15 years in the Department of Corrections, the DOC. However, relator was eligible for probation in lieu of completing this prison sentence. Depending on the outcome of his assessment by the DOC's Sex Offender Assessment Unit, the SOAU. Delivery of relator to the DOC occurred on August 12, 2022. Thereafter, the Circuit Court received a document, the Court Report Investigation, dated November 9, 2022, containing the SOAU's findings and conclusions. On November 30, 2022, the Circuit Court issued a written ruling without first conducting a hearing, ordering the execution of relator's 15-year sentence on the basis that it would be an abuse of discretion to release him on probation. Two relator filed a petition in this court for a writ of mandamus, compelling the Circuit Court to vacate its previous order and issue a new order directing the DOC to release him on probation. In a single point relied on, relator contends that the Circuit Court was required, under Section 559.115.3. 1. To hold a hearing in response to the court report investigation prior to the expiration of 120 days after his delivery to the DOC. Because relator fails to establish that he had a right to a hearing as claimed, we quash our preliminary writ and deny relator's petition for a permanent writ of mandamus. Applicable law and principles of review. Generally, a circuit court has the power to grant probation to an offender anytime up to 120 days after such offender has been delivered to the DOC but not thereafter. Section 559.115.2. Consistent with this power, the circuit court may recommend an offender's placement in a 120-day program with the DOC. Section 559.115.3. The SOAU qualifies as such a program. State X Relenvers, Valentine vs. Orr, 366, SW3D 534, 541, Mobank, 2012. Section 559.115.3 provides two distinct procedures to be followed when an offender is placed in a 120-day program. State X Ariel, Newton vs. Johnson, 496, SW3D 516, 521, MOAPDOTS, 2016. One applies if the DOC determines that the offender has successfully completed the 120-day program, and the other applies if the DOC determines the offender has not successfully completed a 120-day program. Section 559.115.3, emphasis added. The procedure applicable where an offender has successfully completed the program is as follows. Upon successful completion of a program under this subsection, the Division of Probation and Parole shall advise the sentencing court of an offender's probationary release date 30 days prior to release. The court shall follow the recommendation of the DOC unless the court determines that probation is not appropriate. If the court determines that probation is not appropriate, the court may order the execution of the offender's sentence only after conducting a 1. Unless otherwise indicated, all statutory references are to RSMO 2016 as updated through RSMO.cum.sup 2021. 3. Hearing on the matter within 90 to 120 days from the date the offender was delivered to the DOC, IDIS, emphasis added. However, where an offender has not successfully completed the program, the procedure that follows lacks any such hearing requirement. If the DOC determines the offender has not successfully completed a 120-day program under this subsection, the offender shall be removed from the program and the court shall be advised of the removal. The DOC shall report on the offender's participation in the program and may provide recommendations for terms and conditions of an offender's probation. The court shall then have the power to grant probation or order the execution of the offender's sentence, id. Here, relator's challenge turns on the circuit court's application of section 559.115.3 to the court report investigation, the contents of which, as a factual matter, are undisputed. A litigant seeking mandamus must allege and prove that he or she has a clear, unequivocal, specific right to a thing claimed. State ex Rieller Valentine, 366, SW3 at 538, internal quotati,